Today, let's start to look at the heart dimension of leadership. Remember, effective leadership starts on the inside, beginning with the heart. So one heart question is, are you a serving leader or a self-serving leader? As we all know, nobody would want to say, whenever I make a leadership decision, it is for my own benefit. Absolutely not. When we follow the model of Jesus, we know we are called to serve others. But what keeps us from serving others on a daily basis? We all know that one of the biggest barriers to serving others is the ego. Ego stands for edging God out and putting ourselves in the center of the universe. We can edge God out in three ways. First of all, we can edge God out as the one we worship. Sometimes people can worship money, recognition, power, even others, and we forget to focus first on God. Anything we place ahead of our relationship with God removes Him as our first priority. The second way that we can edge God out is as the source of our security, self-worth, and wisdom. People often think that self-worth is a function of their performance plus the opinion of others. And when you get hooked on that, your ego gets you and you are in trouble. God unconditionally loves us, and we can accumulate enough wealth, get enough recognition, have enough power to get any more love. We have all the love we need. The third way we can edge God out is our primary audience. Who are we most trying to please? Ultimately, we most want to please God. When we recognize God as the one we worship, the source of our security, self-worth, and wisdom, and as our audience and ultimate authority in our lives, we are ready to remove those barriers that will keep us from leading like Jesus. Today, keep your focus on Him and enjoy what God's going to do. May God bless you today.